Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling agent, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.bas. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check at a... Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for contacting the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Crystal. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
You're speaking with Eric Carney.
First name E-R-I-C?
Right. Yes.
And could I have the spelling of your last name?
Spelling of my last name is C-A-R-N-E-Y.
C-A-R-N-E-Y?
Yes.
And can I have the phone number that you're calling from today?
856-270-3921.
And may I ask, are you calling for someone else, or for yourself or someone else?
I'm calling in reference to my mother.
Okay. And are you calling for the first time today or to check the status of her existing application?
I'm calling for the first time today. I was transferred to your office from Family First.
All right. So are you trying to start up the waiver application for your mother?
Yes. An assessment, okay. I think it is. It's...
I could check. So I do need, can I have your mother's first name?
Her first name is Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
And her last name?
Her last name is Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y.
And I do need to obtain some personal information, and please note, we will not speak to anyone about the application without written or verbal permission. May I please have her date of birth?
Her date of birth is 5/28/34.
So your mother hasn't had an application submitted, correct?
No, she hasn't.
Okay. And do you have her Social Security number?
Her Social Security number is... What is it? Social 163-285716.
And is your mother, so what is your mother's written and spoken language? Would it be English?
Yes.
Okay. And what would be a good call, a good number for your mother?
A good number for my mother would be 267 609-4141.
267-709-4141. All right. Let's see something. And what was that date of birth one more time?
5/28/34.
Now, is your mother around?
Yes, she is.
All right. And what is your mother's address?
Her address, the address is... The address where she's residing with me. The address is 713 North 46th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139.
And you said 713 North 21st?
Yes. No, 713. She's residing with me and my son. Address is 713 North 46th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139.
So that number that you provided is going to be the same. I mean, that address that you provided would be the same address that she will receive the services at?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I would need to speak to your mother just to get her to give me authorization to speak with you and schedule her appointment.
Okay, just a minute.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Crystal, and I'm with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And I'm going to help your son help you get started with the home and community-based waiver services. But before I'm able to get that, I do need you to verify your first and last name for me.
Margaret is first name. The other one is your P. And the last name is Connie.
And are you able to verify your date of birth for me?
Yes. 5/28/34.
And your address?
Well, I'm staying here with my son. And that's
713
North 46.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. PA.
1939. All right. Now, would you like to sign up to get text or email notices about your case? Is that something that you would be interested in?
Get back emails, you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would like to receive email notices?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an email address?
Yes.
She can send it to my email.
Now, if you want me to send it to your son's email, that is completely fine. I can get that information from him when we're back on the phone.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. Now, as far as to adding your son as authorized representative, you can add him as an authorized representative. If you add him, by adding him as an authorized representative to your case, he has the same rights and updates to your case as you. He is able to call in, make changes, and check the status on the application. The only thing he is not able to do is opt you in to SMS, text, or email notices. Is that okay to add your son as an authorized representative to your case?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And you can go ahead and put your son back on.
Okay. Thank
you. Hello.
All right. All right. So we're just going to go ahead and get your information put in. We got your first name, last name. And the address is, your address is her address, correct?
Yes.
Yes, for right now. Yes. She's residing with me.
And what was that zip code?
The zip code is 19139.
And your phone number one more time.
856-270-3921.
And you said you want, we're adding, you're going to go ahead and opt into the SMS. You want to get emails, correct?
Yes, so I would know what's going on.
Now, by providing your email address and agreeing to the terms and conditions, you agree to get emails from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Your information will not be used to sell product or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting messages from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, reply stop. Do you understand you can get emails at different times and messaging data rates may apply? Do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Yes.
Okay, can I have your email address?
My email address is mr.ericcarney@gmail.com.
So that's mr.ericcarney@gmail.com. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
And the county for the address is Philadelphia County, correct?
Yes.
And does your mother have a physician that she goes to?
Yes.
All right.
Now her, now her doctor is not, her doctor is not a Pennsylvania resident.
So is your mother just moving to Pennsylvania?
She's here temporarily.
So when you say temporarily, she's not going to be in Pennsylvania long? How long will she be there?
Well, she's going to be here for a while.
Okay. But the doctor is not a Pennsylvania doctor, correct? Because she recently moved to Pennsylvania.
Right. He knows that she's staying with me. He's a doctor in New Jersey.
Yeah.
This is a doctor she's been seeing for a while.
And how long has your mother been in Pennsylvania?
She's been in Pennsylvania for about a few months, like 3-4. She's come from a rehab.
All right. So today I can help you apply for the home and community-based waiver services. Now, these services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term service and support. Excuse me. And services based on access. I'm sorry.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
All right. So now as far as to the physician, when the enrollment case manager comes out, give them that her doctor's information.
Okay.
Now, let me see. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get that information myself put in. Search.
So is everything okay with what I'm explaining to you?
Correct. Now, is she planning on finding a doctor in Philadelphia?
If she has to, but right now this doctor, I've been taking her back and forth to this doctor. This doctor, she has been dealing with him for a while, so he has a record on her, a most recent record. Medical records on her.
Now, the only thing that it may happen is if she's been in Philadelphia for more than 90 days, they may not be able to use that doctor.
Okay.
So you may have to get a doctor in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
For that. Now, like I said, once the enrollment case manager comes, if you have that, if you can get the doctor's name, address, phone number, and fax number, you can give that information to that enrollment case manager when she comes. If we're able to use that doctor, then they would fax that physician certification form over to that doctor. But if not, she would have to get a doctor in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yes.
So today I can help you apply for the home and community-based waiver services. These services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. Now, the Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing the long-term support and services based on your access needs. If you are an elderly adult and have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, you may be eligible to receive support services in your home or in the community. Those services may include, for example, help with bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, home modifications, in a managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you will help find those providers and manage these services. Now, to qualify for these services, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. Also, Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as a community health source alternative. Now, the life program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive and medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participant needs. With either program you choose, we will schedule the initial visit with our enrollment case manager. At the initial visit, we come to your home, complete an application, a financial application for Medicaid, review the medical history, select the managed care organization, service coordination, or life provider.
Okay. Now can I ask you this? Now, if she's not eligible for Medicaid or if she decides that she rather pay for the services, the home health aid, she could do that as well, correct?
Yes, if she wants to pay for her nurse to come out on her own, yes. That when she would need, if she's going to pay for her own services, she doesn't need to complete the waiver application.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to know if that would be an option.
Okay. Managed care organizations help coordinate the physical health care and long-term service and support. They will manage, coordinate, and direct services from now on, as well as act as the personal caseworker. Managed care organizations will partner with service coordination agencies. Service coordination agencies will provide the one-on-one direct care services recommended and approved by the managed care organization. But please keep in mind the exact service and hours that they will receive are determined by the managed care organization service coordinator and life provider after the enrollment is completed. Services could include but are not limited to home health aid, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services.
Okay, now do you offer...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you offer physical services like exercising or moving around?
So any services and hours that they receive are determined by the managed care organization, service coordinator, or the life provider.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, the application process could take up to 90 days. Are you still interested in proceeding?
Yes, we can, you're still interested, right? Okay, yes, she says she's still interested.
So we now need to schedule the intake visit, which we will be scheduling for the home and community-based waiver. Currently, we are doing in-home visits and would like to schedule the visit within the next 7 days. If she has any upcoming appointments, we can work around that. Also, if someone's attending the appointment with her, please be sure we pick a day and time that the person who is going to help is available. Is there a day of the week or time of the day that works best for you?
I'm going to say Wednesday.
We have this appointment taking place at 713 North 46th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Is that correct?
Yes.
And we have the phone number at 267-709-4141.
Is this next Wednesday?
Now, it all depends on which days we have available. I will look and let you know.
Okay.
person. Would this be the phone number that we would call?
Yes.
All right. So with you needing a Wednesday for the appointment?
Yes.
The next Wednesday that I have available is April the 1st.
The next Wednesday?
The next available Wednesday would be April the 1st.
Okay. That's good.
Wait, just bear with me. Hold on. What did I? Let me make sure. Did I hit a reassessment or applications? Yeah, so the next available is April the 1st, and I do have a 9:30 to 11:30, a 12 to 2, a 2:30 to 4:30.
I'll say a 12 to 2.
Now, here are some requirements to prepare for the intake visit. Attendees must be limited or kept to a minimum. Now, our enrollment case manager will arrive between the hours of 12 and 2. To serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time frame for the appointment, but a window of time. Now, we will arrive within the block of time we have scheduled. Before I end this call, I would like to confirm that our enrollment case manager, Ashley Young, will be out at the address verified between the hours of 12 and 2. The appointment will take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. You will receive a reminder call prior to the appointment from the outbound dialer to confirm that she will be home and available at the scheduled time. The enrollment case manager will also let you know of any additional information that they may need. For verification purposes, when that enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure you have some form of identification available, such as your driver's license, either photo ID, social security number, and any medical information that you may have, such as medical assistance access card number, MCO card, doctor's name, address, and fax number. Also, if there is anyone that you would like to add as an authorized representative, please have their name, address, and phone number. You may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process by contacting the PA link at 1-800-753.
Let me write that down. I'm sorry.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
That number is 1-800.
And you said this is, I'm getting ready to write it down now. You said that this is for enrollment.
The PA link, if you need help with navigating the enrollment process.
Oh, PA link, okay. Okay.
That number is 1-800.
1-800.
753.
88.
27.
27.
Yes.
enrollment link. Okay.
Now, to expedite the processing of the application waiver and to avoid delays, the enrollment case manager will assist you with completing the COMPASS application for long-term care service during this visit. You should gather any potential financial information and or documents you think are relevant for the County Assistance Office financial review team so they can be submitted with the application.
Okay.
It is vital that you have copies of the supporting financial documents needed to verify any income and or assets to avoid delays in the application process. Examples of relevant financial documents are bank statements, pension plan statements, including any 401ks or 403b plans, burial contracts, or life insurance policies, especially those with the cash value. Now, we will fax a physician certification form over to the doctor. The doctor is expected to return that form directly to us. Would her doctor indicate her having a traumatic brain injury on that form?
I don't know. I can't say that he will indicate her having a brain injury.
All right. Now, for the case to be processed, the physician certification must be filled out by a doctor of her choice, which is an MD, a DO, or an OS. But please be aware that the doctor may also use the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers website, which is www.paieb.com, to fill in the physician certification electronically. It is very important that this form is completed in full and returned to us as soon as possible. So please work with the physician to ensure the accuracy and the completeness of this document. We will also notify the County Assistance Office that you're applying for home and community-based waiver services. They may ask for additional information to verify your current financial status. So please be prepared to submit supporting documentation if required.
Okay. Now I was telling you that if she decides that she doesn't want to have the she doesn't want to be involved with the Medicaid, she could still receive services and in case if she's not eligible.
So you're asking if she's found not eligible for Medicaid, would she still be able to get the waiver program?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we wanted to know.
Now, once that physician certification and the functional eligibility determination are received, the application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you are medically eligible, the case will be sent to the County Assistance Office to determine the financial eligibility. The County Assistance Office may require you to provide additional documentation. Please provide any information they request quickly so that the enrollment process is not delayed. Now, at any point during this process, she's found medically ineligible to receive the services, you will receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. If you need help with the appeal, you can simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, at 1-877-550-4227. We are here to provide beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions or concerns you may have about the appeals process. I would like to say thank you for speaking with me today. If you have any questions, contact the call center. If you are over 60 years of age, you may also contact the Area Agency on Aging in your county to inquire about additional services. You may also go online at www.paieb.com to check the status of your account. They may both ask for the Harmony ID number. The Harmony ID number is also referred to as her case number. Her Harmony ID number is 117.
Okay, Harmony. Is 117.
Seven, 8.
117-78.
36. Okay. Now you can go online, create an account, and from that account, upload any financial or other documents needed for the case. We are here to provide beneficiary support when needed and to answer any questions or concerns you may have. We also support applicants with any complaints or grievances they may have during the application process.
Okay.
Again, thank you for speaking with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. If you have any questions, contact the call center. Do you have any questions currently?
Not right this minute. I can't think right now.
My only concern now is to fill out, go to the PA link and fill out the information. You had given
no.
me a okay.
That phone number that I gave you for the PA link?
Yes, 1-800-753.
If you need
okay.
help with navigating the immigration process.
Okay.
You're going to contact that number. Now, that website that I gave you, you can go online, create an account, check the status of that account.
Okay.
You're not going to fill out anything because when the enrollment case manager comes out, they're going to help her with completing that COMPAS application.
Okay. Okay.
If any other information that I, if any other documents, financial documents that I listed, you have when the enrollment case manager comes out, you can give her that and she would upload that information for you.
Okay. Okay, so other than that, I don't have to fill out anything yet. I have to wait until she comes on the 1st of April.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That's it right now. That's the only thing I could think of.
Well, I want to say thank you for speaking with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. If you have no further questions and you have no questions for me today, would you like to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
Yes, I can. Yes.
I'm going to get you transferred over to that survey again. Thanks for speaking with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program. What was your initial method of contacting us? Press 1 for By Telephone. Press 2 for by email. Press 3 for by postal mail. Press 4 for what was the primary reason for your contact today? Press 1 if you contacted us for CHC or home and community-based program information. Press 2 if you contacted us to file a complaint or grievance. Press 3, how easy is it for you to reach us? Press 1 for always easy. Press 2 for usually easy. Press 3 for sometimes easy. Press 4 for seldom easy. How easy is it for you to reach us? Press 1 for always easy. Press 2 for usually easy. Press 3 for sometimes easy. Press 4 for seldom easy. Where did you find our contact information? How satisfied were you with the speed at which your call was answered and you began speaking with someone? Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2. If you contacted us via email, online request, or voicemail, how quickly did we respond to your request? Press 1 for within the same day. Press 2 for within 1 to 2 days. 3. How satisfied were you with your overall experience today? Press 1 for extremely satisfied. 2. Please rate your level of satisfaction with the individuals who have assisted you. Listened to my concerns. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for responded to my phone calls and or emails. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 was knowledgeable and thorough. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press provided information in a clear and easy to understand way. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. Press 3 for somewhat explained available options. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. Press treated me with respect and showed concern. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. 3. Made sufficient effort to help me with my situation and spent enough time addressing it. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. If you were not satisfied with your experience, please tell us why. Press 1 for the representative was not polite. Press 2 for you were unable to get answers to your questions. Press 3 for you were unable to get the information that you needed. Press 4 if you were not satisfied for a different reason. Press 6 for not applicable. If you were not satisfied with your experience, please tell us why. Press 1 for the representative was not polite. Press 2 for you were unable to get answers to your questions. Press 3 for you were unable to get the information that you needed. Press 4 if you were not satisfied for a different reason. Press 6 for not applicable.
Not applicable.
Was this the first time you contacted us regarding this specific issue? Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no.
Was this the first time?
Was this the first time you contacted us regarding this specific issue? Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Were we able to resolve your request or provide the information that you needed? Press 1 for yes. Press 2. How satisfied were you with the communication and updates you received while your request was being resolved? Press 2 for very satisfied. Press 3 for somewhat satisfied. If you submitted a complaint, how satisfied were you with its resolution? Press 2 for very satisfied. Press 3 for somewhat satisfied. Press 4 for somewhat dissatisfied. Press 5 for very dissatisfied. Press 6 for not applicable.